Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Chavtes. So we're talking about the situation: a person does not have a toilet paper, and he's in a situation where he needs to clean himself after using the facilities. So what is allowed to be done? We discussed various different options of asking a non-Jew to do the malacha for him in various different ways, through hinting, etc. So now we have a situation where a non-Jew is available. A non-Jew is not available. So what can the Jew do themselves? A person can do a shvus to shvus. Excuse me, a person can do a shvus a drabbanon for the purpose of kavod abrius. So a person can bring the toilet paper from the cut toilet paper from a neighbor or for oneself to be able to do to use that on Shabbos. What about doing a malacha deraisa with a shinui? So a malacha deraisa with a shinui is also a drabbanon, but it's not a drabbanon, for example, like caring without an eruv. It's a action which is inherently a deraisa, and the whole issue is just a shinui. So we find in regards to the halachas of doing malacha, doing things for a chayla, that doing a deraisa with a shinui is a more chamer level. And it's not mutter to do it for tzarech habachayla, even though it's drabbanon. Excuse me, a chayla which is a chi, sekanas avashas. We're not talking about it. We're talking about a chayla is nafalu mishkav, it's not life threatening. But we are not mutter to doing a Jew cannot do a malacha for the chayla, even derech shinui. So that's more chomer. But we do find for kavod abrius that we are matir to do a malacha deraisa with a shinui. So if a person has no other option, they can rely on that. We see that's a more charmadic option. And whenever we have an issue which we need to address, we prefer to use a less charmer option. So using the option of a Jew doing the malacha with a shinui is going to be the last resort. If the person does not have any other option, he can tear the toilet paper using his elbows or some way, putting it down and pulling it apart by holding his elbow and pulling it apart, or something of that sort. Asking a non-Jew to do it with a shinui generates a concept of a shus to shus. For that purpose, it is considered a shus to shus. So asking the non-Jew to do it with a shinui would be in a case where we have to ask a non-Jew directly, which we mentioned in the previous year. If a person can ask him to do it with a shinui, so you're asking a non-Jew to do it with a rabbanon, which is mutter for kavod abrius. Let's say even after he does give that person, the non-Jew, the directive to do it with a shinui, the non-Jew doesn't listen and does it directly. That's not an issue, because your directive to him was to do it, not a deraisa. You asked him to do it with a rabbanon. The fact that he chose on his own to do a deraisa, that's his own business. Now, there is a separate concern in other scenarios for benefiting from a malacha, which a non-Jew does. And for the purposes of kavod abrius, we're going to, that's going to supersede that concern. And that, so that would be a the various options one has to address a lack of cut toilet paper. Obviously, we see from the situation that the person has to be very careful to make sure they have that available before Shabbos. Tearing the plastic wrapping around the toilet paper to get the toilet paper, so that we already mentioned that the same way you're allowed to tear the plastic wrapping to get food, so tearing the plastic wrapping for the purpose of coming to be is to be able to access the toilet paper is not going to be a problem. Moving on, Bez Hashem, to the final shiurim on the issue of Kareya, a case where a person has a book or sefer which the pages are not fully torn. What is one allowed to or not allowed to do? Bez Hashem, we will cover that in the next shiur, or maybe we might need two, but and then after we will move on to the next malachah.